Hi, this is Colin, your friendly neighborhood podcast producer. Did you know that you can find a list of upcoming Noise Pop shows at events.noisepop.com? Well, you do now. That's events.noisepop.com.
Welcome back to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. El Producto is on summer vacation in scenic Lake Buchanan, Texas this month. So this episode is recorded at my home and mixed and mastered at Colin's Lakeside Vacation Digs. Pretty fancy, huh? Anyways, there's so much killer stuff out as summer's underway. And as always, I'm super stoked to share these tracks with you. Let's get into it. This is the Noisemakers Summer Mix. So I kind of slept on Kevin Morby's solo stuff. He was the bass player for the band Woods, and he fronted the band The Babies, but his newest solo album just grabbed me right away. It's called City Music, and we're going to play the title track for you. When I got into the album, like, a couple tracks in, I was already, like, super blown away, and this track's the midpoint of the record. It's a total climax. The guy is such an amazing guitar player. This is definitely an album of the year candidate. This is City Music by Kevin Morby. Enjoy.
City music, oh, that city sound, oh, that city music, oh, it's coming right. Downtown. let's go downtown. City music, oh, that city sounds, oh, that city music, oh, it's coming red.
That was City Music by Kevin Morby. You may remember our February Noisemakers episode when we played a track called Rugged Country by Japanese Breakfast from her first album, Psychopomp, that came out in 2016. Her new album is out on July 14th on Dead Oceans, which is conversely the same label that Kevin Morby record we just talked about is on. Dead Oceans doing really great things. The new Japanese Breakfast album is called Soft Sounds from Another Planet. And the first single kind of got a bad rap because it was like auto-tune and people were like, oh, is she going all auto-tune? But it was a song about falling in love with a robot. And when you listen to the record, it totally works in the context of it. I think it was just kind of plucked by itself. Regardless, I digress here. The track we're going to play is called Roadhead, and I'm just absolutely in love with this song right now. There's a video that just came out that kind of has a Donnie Darko style to it. Michelle Zahner, who fronts Japanese Breakfast, is leading the charge with other Asian American women in indie rock, like Mitski and Jay Som, friend of the podcast, and they're all incredible. I love this album, and I love this song the most. This is Roadhead by Japanese Breakfast, and she's coming to San Francisco on Tuesday, September 21st at Swedish American Hall, so make sure to check that out. Here it is.
Thank you.
That was Japanese Breakfast with Roadhead. Low Hums are a psych rock band from Seattle, and they have a really awesome story where they've been kind of searching for the last 8 years to find the perfect lineup or cast of musicians to round out the band. They went through like so many different lineup changes. At one point, Father John Misty, Josh Tillman, was one of their two drummers. That's obviously not the case anymore. They've got it down now. They've got a new album coming out. We're going to play their first single from that album for you. It's called Too Early to Tell. These guys totally fucking rip, man. They linked up with Jack Endino to produce the album, who was an engineer for Nirvana's Bleach and Incesticide and like every like notable 90s grunge alternative rock and like the Sub Pop era. It sounds really great. This song in particular just kills it. We ran a story about Low Hums on Paste, and I'm going to link that on the blog at noisepop.com/podcast so you can kind of find out more about that journey that they took to make this album and linking up with Endino and the such. In the meantime, here's Too Early to Tell by Low Hums. That was Too Early to Tell by Low Hums. Okay, before we proceed on in this next track, I just kind of want to illustrate. Normally we're at Different Fur and we're recording in the studio, and right now I'm FaceTiming with Colin. He's sitting in this like cabin just outside of Austin. He's rocking a tank top, and I put a tank top on in solidarity because I kind of want to be in Austin right now on the lakeside near a pool and shit. And he's just like super relaxed, and I'm having fun recording this episode right here. I hope you guys dig it. So the next song that we're going to play for you is by Wiki. And Wiki was the front man, or the lead MC, I should say, of Rat King. He put out an album last year called Lil Me. We played a track from it. There's a track with Antoine, who's from San Jose. You might remember that. He's got a new album coming out sometime later this year. It's unannounced as of yet. But this track's called Pretty Bull. And I listen to Wiki and I'm like, this is the sound of New York. Like, this is unadulterated New York rap. Like, few go as hard as this guy. This song is so great. The video is awesome. We're going to link the video on the blog, noisepop.com/podcast. Go check it out. This is Pretty Bull by Wiki. And if you're on the East Coast, he's got a 5-borough tour coming up in a week or two. One show a night in each of the 5 boroughs. This is Wiki from New York with Pretty Bull.
The bottle's out, the coked up models out. Be honest, that ain't what I'm all about. The Goonies out, the intelligent girls with the booties out. Looking like a movie now. Everybody moving now. You know Drew's got the Lucy's out, the dealers out. You just gotta feel them out. You know they tryna move the loud. Look. Even the writers out, not the type to write about what you read. See more like the sniper type. Get it in the height of night, dead at night. Let them light. L's in the club, let them siph, it'll get them hype. The bag's out, you rolling up the damn blunt. It's looking like a dag pouch. The cats and the drags out. Shave, but the stash out. The ravers out, the skaters out, the haters out. Haters getting truck slapped, kids all about the paper route. If you a weirdo, put your hands up. If you got an ego, just stand up, man up, cuz. I know you shook shit sticking to the book, bitch. I don't give a fuck about y'all. Cause I got my whole crew coming, son. Every one of them, it's like every night in the tunnel in one. Yeah. I know you shook shit sticking to the book, bitch. I don't give a fuck about y'all. Cause I got my whole crew coming, son. Every one of them, it's like every night in the tunnel in one. Slicky's through, oh shit, Mickey's through, Blanco, I'm Vogan, type of shit that Wiki do. I'm posing, looking like a pretty bull. Shirt all tattoos on my titties too. Slicky's through, oh shit, Mickey through, Blanco, I'm Vogan, type of shit that Wiki do. I'm posing, looking like a pretty bull. Shirt all tattoos on my titties too. I always pity fools, I was pitiful. They don't know how to act, always grill at you. Then I rap all them syllables, back at my pinnacle. I'm bashful, grin at you. After I'm back to Madison Street, not the Ab. I speak to my legends, 88 deep, out at 88 Palace. Yeet, she's game face, looking like I'm going weak. Listen to the beat, bop to it, don't drop the handle. Camo pant, beat Brock on the dance floor, can't handle. Your liquor, oh, you in a pickle. When it hit you, it you get you sick as little dribble. To the bathroom, long lines getting sniffled. That's why I piss in a bottle in the back and yell ballin' while I throw it in the trash. I know you shook shit sticking to the book, bitch. I don't give a fuck about y'all. Cause I got my whole crew coming, son. Every one of them, it's like every night in the tunnel in one. Look, I know you shook shit sticking to the book, bitch. I don't give a fuck about y'all. Cause I got my whole crew coming, son. Every one of them, it's like every night in the tunnel in one. Slicky through, oh shit, Mickey through, Blanco on Vogan, type of shit Wiki do. I'm posing, looking like a pretty bull. Shirt off, tattoos on my titties too. Slicky through, oh shit, Mickey through, Blanco on Vogan, type of shit that Wiki do. I'm posing, looking like a pretty bull. Shirt off, tattoos on my titties too.
That was Wiki with Pretty Bull. Okay, next up on our summer mix is a band called Camp Cope, who I discovered maybe like a week ago, and I was totally floored when I heard them for the first time. They're an Aussie three-piece, all-female alternative rock band. They put out a split EP with the band Cayetana, who's kind of been making the rounds. To me, Camp Cope sounds like Pine Grove meets Hopalong, or two bands that I just fucking adore. Camp Cope just signed a Run for Cover Records, funny enough, which is the same label as Pine Grove, and wow, like, they're really special. Their self-titled album's getting a US release on Run for Cover, obviously, September 8th. Before that, it was only Australian. This is like the next great Melbourne band, in my opinion, so here it is, Done by Camp Cope. We'll be right back. That was Done by Camp Cope. Palehound is a Boston indie rock band fronted by Ellen Kempner. They just dropped their second album called The Place I'll Always Go, and it's out on Polyvinyl Records, which is having an incredible run as of late with acts like Jay Som and Always has a new album coming out, Of Montreal, Beach Slang. Polyvinyl's killing it. This track's called If You Met Her, definitely my favorite track off the album. I love the guitars on it. I especially like the way she uses feedback to her advantage, where like pay attention to the feedback throughout the track. It's a super poetic way to use it. I love the song. This is If You Met Her by Palehound. Check it.
To the day I come. You would love her if you met her. You would love her if you met her. You would love her if you met her.
That was Pale Hound with If You Met Her. We're going to leave you with Doomed by Moses Sumney, who has really been one of the most intriguing artists on the music scene for the past couple years. Get this, he's played with Karen O, David Byrne, James Blake, Solange, Sufjan. Suffice it to say, he's really well respected, and he just signed a Jag Jaguar, and he was raised in Ghana and in California, and there's really a distinct humanity to this guy's music. His voice and the atmospheres he builds. Here's hoping that by the end of the year, his name is everywhere. Enjoy Doomed. We're linking a video on the website. His videos are really powerful. Again, I know we've told you a bunch of times to go to the blog, but there's a lot of additional stuff with this episode that I think you'll really enjoy when you go check it out. Again, noisepop.com/podcast. Here's Doomed by Moses Sumney.
With inverted tongue, from whence does fulfillment come? And I expel from this mortal shell, we're at death a living now.
I am a fire. if my heart is idle, am I doomed?
That was Doomed by Moses Sumney. Thanks for tuning in to the Noisemakers Summer Mix, and keep posted for our Outside Lands Festival preview episode dropping in 2 weeks. The Noise Pop Podcast is produced by Colin Peden. Our executive producer is Dawson Ludwig. Admin support is provided by Megan Mayer. And I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers.
Rate and review us in iTunes. Rate and review us in iTunes. Rate.
Hey, we can use your reviews and ratings in iTunes. Go into iTunes. Rate us. Review us. Spread the word. Help spread good music.
This episode of the Noise Pop Podcast is powered by Do the Bay, the best resource for finding out what's going on in the Bay Area and beyond. Curated by locals for locals, Do the Bay is the number one event site in the Bay Area. Win tickets to hundreds of events, secret shows, exclusive parties, and more. Visit dothebay.com or download the free Do Stuff app and start
doing awesome stuff.